It's about finding the superwoman in our communities doing amazing things. That's what we do. We call it Woman Crush Wednesday. We find trailblazers. We find ladies doing incredible things. And today is no different. This time we're taking to the skies, everybody, with a woman who's broken serious barriers in aviation. Sally Fleck is a trailblazer in every sense of the word. Her passion for flight led her to become a commercial pilot for South African Airways, commanding everything from the Boeing 737 to the state-of-the-art Airbus A350. Sally then transitioned into the high adrenaline world of aerobatics, becoming South Africa's only female formation aerobatic display artist. She's precise, she's fearless, and an absolute maverick and icon. And today she's sitting with me in studio. Sally, welcome, welcome.
Hey, Carol, thank you so much for having me today.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. I mean, I think my son was going to be so jealous when I say I was sitting with Sally Fleck and I talk about your entire resume, because he is obsessed with planes and all of that. And I know that kids love it. Come 10 August, it's the Virginia Air Show.
Absolutely. It's a Sunday. There are no school sports. And it is going to be amazing for all families, young, old. It's just going to be an absolute blast.
I love it. And can I tell you, I haven't been to the Virginia Air Show.
Not?
Never been. And I've, you know, every time it comes on a Sunday, either I'm working or I'm away or something. So I'm hoping this 10 August, I must be there to see it. But let's get back into why Sally ended up in the air. How did you decide to be a pilot?
My whole family, my grandfather, my father, my brother, my husband, my nephew, and soon to be my son, we pilots. My sister pioneers aviation in the media aspect. So we grew up with it. It was in our blood. And wow. After school, I said to my dad, I wanted to fly. And he said to me, He said, you're going to university. He said, you need something behind your back. But I think it was at the end of my first year, I said to him, I think it's time that I fly. My mom then found out that it was because I'd failed my first year. She said to me, no, you've got to finish and then we can go. So I started flying then. And it wasn't a waste of 3 years.
Yeah.
But once I started flying, the day I went solo, I just knew that was it.
That's incredible.
It was the airlines. It was formation aerobatics. It was aerobatics. And my path was set.
And speaking about your path, I mean, I'm sure even when you started flying those days, you could count the ladies that were flying along with you.
Yeah, even in SAA, there weren't that many. In my flying school, I had one female that came from the UK.
Yeah.
There weren't that many in South Africa. And then all of a sudden, there was batches started to happen.
Right.
And we all started to come through. Now, it's a hell of a lot more positive with females in the aviation field.
That's amazing. Like, what is aerobatic flying? Like, for most of us, we just know the plane goes up in the sky and then it goes and goes and then it comes down again. What is aerobatic flying?
It's a precision sport.
Okay.
You have to have good hands. You have to have good heart. You have to be fit. You have to understand your aeroplane's capabilities. You have to have good situational awareness. Your G-forces are huge. You know, in competition aerobatics, 8-10 Gs are being pulled. In formation aerobatics, 3-4, you have to be G-fit. It's not everybody's cup of tea. Mm. There's some people that will do it once and love it. Other people takes a little bit more to get used to.
Yeah.
But it's not something you just get into an airplane and say, hey,
yeah,
let's go and do it. It involves a huge amount of training and technique.
Right. And that is when you do all the flips and the
rolls, loops, Cuban eights, the names for every single one of the maneuvers.
And let me guess, 10 August, we're seeing all of that.
All of it and more. We've got military jets coming. We've got helicopters. We have formation aerobatics. We have sport aerobatics, which show you the whole point of competition aerobatics. It's a whole different kind of aerobatics.
Right.
It's unbelievable what we have on offer on Sunday, the 10th.
Insane. Are you going to be flying at all, or are you going to make sure that everything goes the way it's supposed to go?
I run the show at our show. So typically the CAA don't like me mixing the two roles because of being able to have to...
Yes,
to
make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing. Yes.
And you've got to be so focused. You can't be distracted. So at our air shows, I typically am the organizer, but at the other air shows, I'm
You
the
are
pilot.
The main event, baby.
Yes.
Okay, I love it. If you've got any questions for Sally, maybe you're passionate about flying, 10 August is happening. Remember to get your tickets. We'll give you all the details for tickets and website and everything in a moment. But yes, the Virginia Air Show happening on the 10th of August. If you're going to be a virgin like me going for the first time, let's come out, family, kids, everybody, let's do it. More with Sally next. Now, Sally, we were just chatting off air. I was saying to you, yo, when we're flying, ne? And then the pilot says, we're going to experience a little bit of turbulence. My heart. Should we be panicking when we get turbulence, or people must calm down? Is the pilot sipping coffee and like, oh, this is fine, this is normal?
Absolutely, calm down.
Yeah, calm down.
Keep your safety belts on, but calm down. We wouldn't be sipping coffee because ordinarily if we spill it on any part of the flight deck,
we have our own pilot situation.
I wasn't even allowed in the room with my drink.
Yes. So no drinks in the cockpit.
But the aeroplanes are built to handle it. And the crew know it. You can preempt it. And the aeroplanes are safe. They really are safe. They can handle the flex, you know, and you're very safe up there.
Okay, so you just chill. When it's bumpy, bumpy, it's like a speed bump on the road.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I love it. So we've been talking about the 10th of August. If you just joined us, welcome. It's happening. It is the Virginia Air Show. You were saying that you guys won Best Air Show in 2023.
Yes, it was a long time that the Virginia Air Show had stopped in KwaZulu-Natal. And there was a long stream of time where there was no air show, no aerobatic entertainment in this province for a long time. And Hayley, my sister, had this idea to bring it back, and her and her husband worked incredibly hard to get it back, and the pilot body rallied because it was such an iconic, it is such an iconic air show that everybody just wants to be involved in it. And we put on, it was a beautiful day, it was an incredible air show, and we landed up winning air show of the year for 2023.
That is amazing. So we are going to be gunning for another air show of the year for 2025 come 10 August. If you could tell someone who's never been to the Virginia Air Show, what can they expect if you're telling them? What would you say to them?
It's a great opportunity for your kids. You know, you just need the tiniest drop of inspiration to set somebody's dreams on their path. And we have got military jets, we have got vintage aircraft, the Puma Flying Lions, which the roar of the radial engines is also iconic at air shows. We've got precision aerobatics in a competition style by Andrew Blackwood Murray and Elton Bondi. We have Nigel Hopkins and Jason Beamish flying an incredible duo in high performance extras. The Goodyear Eagles, which is actually my aerobatic team that I fly for, they will be here as well, hopefully in a four-ship, which there are not that many four-ship aerobatic teams in this country anymore, so they are iconic as well. The Navians, another vintage. And then we've got the military and the high-performance helicopters coming.
Wow.
So it's just a wonderful day. There's food, there's stalls, there's music, there's just an incredible vibe.
I love the vibe part. So you don't want to miss it, guys. Come 10 August, you don't want to be sitting at home saying, oh, I missed out. Tickets at Ticket Pro. Adults, 140 Rand a ticket. Kiddies, it's 100 bucks a ticket. Go get them at Ticket Pros. I always ask this to my guests. Sally, what is your advice to those listening? Because you are living your dream. You are a pilot, you're aerobatic pilot, you're doing an air show. This must be so much fun for you. You're living your dream. What would you say to somebody who's trying to also just live their dream?
If you've got it, fight for it. That's the one thing. Do what you need to do to get to every milestone of becoming what you want to become. And in my career, I have seen people that are now Emirates captains that started as Airlink or SAA cabin attendants.
Wow.
They did whatever they had to do to stay in aviation to get the money to get them to what their final goal was, which would be, you know, being a captain at any one of our airlines.
Right.
So just fight for it. Do what you have to do. There are opportunities. Speak to people, befriend people, and get involved in the community. It is an incredible community, Carol. Everybody is willing to share. Like my dad will always say, aviators want to share. And that is exactly it. They'll be there to help you.
They'll be there to help you. I love it. Sally Fleck, everybody, if you want to see a beautiful air show with your family, go and check it out. It's happening 10 August, Virginia Air Show. Tickets at Ticket Pro. As I mentioned, kiddos, it's $100 for them and $140 for adults. Sally, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
Carol O'Forey, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.